Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit, as I said. The counseling is free and judgment free. Points, 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 points. Canadians are ridiculous about points, and points programs encourage you to spend. That is the entire point of participating in points. But if you're in debt, you should probably not be spending, at least not so much. So you have to navigate the points programs while at the same time whittling down your balance. Vanessa Bowen is the founder of Mintworthy. She is here to talk about how we can find this balance, how we can use points while also combating debt. Hello, Vanessa.
Hello, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Should someone who is carrying debt even consider collecting points? And my starting point is no, 1,000 times no, but I am willing to be convinced. Go.
Okay, you're going to hate me, but I'm going to say
absolutely. I'm not going to hate you. I could never hate you.
So my take is absolutely yes. So for me, collecting points is about being money smart. And I truly believe if you put out a dollar, you should be rewarded for it. And honestly, it's personal for me because I actually leveraged loyalty programs and collected points to help me get out of debt faster. Because you rack up those points, you redeem them, you know, you can manage your monthly expenses, reduce those expenses, and have more cash left over at the end of the month and put that cash towards your debt. So I'm 100% saying yes, points is the way to go.
So how did you, and I'll ask you the personal question first, how did you ensure that you didn't overspend? Because a lot of people go in and they overspend because they want to qualify for some extra points. And there's this and there's that, and there's buy two and earn extra 500. My background's marketing. I know how this works. It is very simple to influence buyer behavior by giving them a very insignificant reward. How did you navigate it yourself?
Yeah, the key here is you have to have a plan. So you shouldn't use points without a budget. So I had like a strict budget. I knew where my money was going. And the points was to supplement my debt repayment strategy. Like it wasn't like my full strategy. It was just a way to put more money towards my debts to get out of the debt faster. So I would say your budget has to be first, sticking to your spending plan and not focusing on, you know, earning those extra few points, because that can be a slippery slope and that can land you more into debt. So your budget, your spending plan have to be priority first.
It also sounds like you're very specific about the points program that you participate in, because a lot of people are in some sort of airline points program, right? So they're building these air miles and at some point they want to take a trip. It just doesn't sound like you did that. Did you do a cashback card or something?
Yeah, I'm more focused on cashback. And I think that's the biggest thing is you have to find a rewards program that gives you rewards that you're actually going to use. And if the focus is getting out of debt, I definitely recommend like a cashback type of thing where you can redeem for, you know, your monthly expenses, have more cash in your pocket, and then put that towards your debts.
How do you think about redeeming those points when you're carrying debt? So you earn them, you earn them, you earn them. And then when it comes time to use them, is it groceries or a new mascara?
I mean, I wish it was a new mascara, but at the time it was groceries. That was where I focused. And I always say, like, pick one of your typical monthly purchases and use the points to redeem against that. So my strategy, I would rack up the points. I'd redeem them for, you know, groceries. And then in my grocery budget, because I had my budget. So let's say my budget was $500. I redeemed, got $100 off, let's say. So I took that extra $100 in the budget and put that towards the debt. So I think you need to have like a simple approach, like a simplicity way of doing it. Don't try to redeem for any and everything.
How many points programs should the average person carrying debt have?
So I don't think there's a magic number. Personally, I say you want to at least have an everyday account that earns you points wherever you spend, and then have like loyalty cards at the places that you typically shop at. You know, points, they do add up. So if you are going to shop at a place multiple times a year, I think it's worth having that program so at least you can be rewarded for that spending.
One of the tips for people dealing with debt is to have them use cash only. And I have been talking about this for 12,000 years. And if not cash, then at least a debit card, which can fly in the face of the points mentality. How do you deal with that?
So again, like if you are serious about becoming debt-free, like you have to have a budget, you have to have a plan for your money. So if you've built up that habit of being disciplined and know how to stick to your plan, I think you can get away with using a credit card that earns you points. Now, some people might be scared to, you know, have the extra credit. So you can always leverage, you know, everyday accounts that still give you some point ability to earn. So for instance, you know, the PC Money account, you can earn points with that. If you're okay with having a credit card, then you just have a lower limit. Don't let it be like a $10,000 credit card for you to spend crazy. Just lower the limit and know it's just for my everyday spending. But the key is to stick to your budget so that you don't overspend and get yourself into more debt.
Everyday spending and the occasional bottle service, right?
Yes.
Is that what you mean? Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
You talk about double or triple dip, and I assume you are not talking about a Dairy Queen soft serve cone here. Tell me about triple dip in the context of points.
Yes. So what I mean by that is if you have an everyday account that earns you points for, you know, every dollar you spend anywhere, that's your first dip. Then you shop at a specific place that has a loyalty program. Make sure you have that card so you second dip. And then if you are going to purchase online, you can use something like Rakuten where you get even more cash back. So then you triple dip. So I always say, if I'm going to spend a dollar, like how can I be rewarded for this $1 as many times as I possibly can? So it's more bang in my buck.
This is your world. You focus on it in your work. You have lived experience here, having walked this path. There are some people who simply are unable for a variety of reasons to walk the balance that we're talking about. So, you know, having a card and accumulating points and all that stuff. How does one know if they are one of those people? You know, it's kind of, and this may be an unfair connection, but there are some people who are perfectly fine having a glass of wine and other people who need to have zero glasses of wine.
I think you have to know who you are. I think that's the key. It's knowing who you are and knowing what your boundaries are. Like if you know you're going to be tempted to spend or to have that glass of wine, like it's knowing, okay, these are my boundaries. And so I'm not going to engage in a strategy that I know it's going to get me into more of an issue.
The other dynamic that we haven't really talked about, what we probably should, is with many of these points programs that are connected to a card, there is a hard inquiry on your credit score, right? Like if you apply for every card, which by the way, in university, I totally did because they gave away free pens. And I would do almost anything for a free pen or a free t-shirt. I have learned my lesson here, but can you give us the note of caution? It's one thing to get like a little punch card at your local coffee shop and earn for free lattes. It's another thing to have a wallet full of credit cards that may well denigrate your score.
Totally agree. And that's why I say like one everyday card. So whether it's one credit card, like that's it. You don't need, you know, the whole gambit of them. It's only one, only use that for your spending. You don't need five cards for your everyday spending. It's going to make it even harder to manage your budget that way. So I always say just do one and find the one that's going to give you the rewards that you're actually going to use. And that's it.
And that is it. Vanessa, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Vanessa Bowen is the founder of Mintworthy. We were talking about how to walk this really hard line between earning points and not overspending. And Vanessa does make a good point. She made many good points, but one of them was you can use those points for groceries, and that's good to reduce your spending.
Hi, it's me, your dad. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.